This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E. Date of birth 6/12/1940. Dear Ms. Jensen and Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Sprague with hyponatremia secondary to SIADH and stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, also Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was July 29th of 2024. She's doing better after her husband passed away last March. With metastatic carcinoma, although she is going to be moving to Colorado in June of this year to live with near one of her daughters. And so she will be obtaining new primary care providers and some referrals then to cardiology and nephrology at that point. She's been feeling much better. She actually has gained 5 pounds since her last visit, and she feels like she's coping with her grief very well with a lot of support from family, church, and friends. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, no excessive dyspnea, no orthopnea or PND, no cough, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight metoprolol. It's 25 milligrams twice a day. Ramipril, 10 milligrams daily. And Ranexa is 500 milligrams twice a day. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 137 pounds. Pulse, 70. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 23rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.34, stable. Estimated GFR is 39. Albumin 4, calcium 9.3. Sodium is 130, and she generally runs 130, 131 when checked. Potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 4, hemoglobin is 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating kidney levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, mild hyponatremia, and the goal is to keep her greater than 130, and I've encouraged her to remember the fluid restriction, 56 ounces in 24 hours. 3, Sjogren's syndrome, currently stable. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice before she leaves to move out of state, and that will be 4 months from now. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.